Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, or should I say, guten Abend. This is Oscillations coming at you from Newcastle. I'm Fippa Tronish and I'm with Mickey C. This is our second show. Last week's show was a bit of an overview classic of all the tunes that me and Mickey like. This week we're going to try and give you a bit of an A to Z of Krait Rock. That was the seminal masterpiece Autobahn, as you all know. And now I'm going to play you a tune called Krait Rock from Faust 4 and do a little bit of chatting afterwards as well. Okay, so enjoy this tune.
Thank you.
the wonderful Krautrock by Faust, and that's on Faust 4. I just wanted to say that there was a reason why we chose Autobahn. We felt it was a bit of a seminal classic and a great sort of space age sound collage homage to the Beach Boys. Would you agree then, Mickey?
Yeah, I certainly would, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, the love of Autobahn and Kraftwerk, I suppose, just goes without saying. There was another reason why I wanted to play that that Faust tune. It was their sort of ironic statement against the actual term Krautrock. It was about mainly about Faust sort of trying to free themselves of the shackles of Anglo-American influences on their music, and especially sort of coming out of the aftermath of World War II. So that's another reason why I felt that we needed to play that tune, just to sort of say that it was mainly sort of Faust sort of getting rid of that sort of disrespectful, I suppose, derogatory term, and turn it into something positive, and actually sort of the actual term actually made the genre sort of widely known. And there's a great quote from Jean-Herve Perron from Faust, actually. He says, "We picked up on the bad joke from the press and decided to try and create a little humour. You want kraut? Well, here you go." Although the term krautrock is totally disrespectful, it has done the job of making the genre widely known. Which leads me on nicely onto the sort of the next tune we've got queued up. It's Vitamin C by Can. I felt it was important to sort of play a couple of Can tunes to just highlight sort of the influence on jazz across the whole spectrum of krautrock. And so I'll just let Vitamin C do the talking, shall I? And here it is.
You lose it, you lose it, you lose it.
That was the mighty Vitamin C off fantastic album Easy Bam Yassi. Just wanted to say that it's important to sort of mention John Peel here. I think if it wasn't for John Peel, then we wouldn't be hearing the sort of crate that we're listening to now. So R.I.P. John. The next couple of tunes I've got are from the mighty Amandul 2. Got a really nice quote here from Jackie Leibseit. A really nice quote from Jackie Weinzierl from Amandul 2, who's the guitarist for them. He said, "We had all of the revolutionary things going on in the 60s. All of Munich was pretty much on the streets fighting against the police and against politics. We didn't have the guns or the tools to chase them away, but we could make music. We could draw on an audience of people with the same understanding and with the same desires." And which leads me nicely onto Wolf City. Here we go, Wolf City.
Johnny, be good.
Two back-to-back classics there from Armand Daltu. First up we had Wolf City, and that last tune was the Mighty Archangels and Thunderbirds. So I suppose that leads us into the sort of great sculpting with sound situations that most of the crate rock bands were doing then. This leads us quite nicely into the sort of polit rock, a term that was christened by the German media. I'll just take you on a little bit of a journey now. This is Flo de Cologne, Fleiss Band Babies Beach Show.
Für unser Fabrikat tätig zu sein macht Freude. Wir sind ein modernes Großunternehmen und bieten Ihnen Pluspunkte in jeder Beziehung. Berufliche Sicherheit, behaglichen Arbeitsplatz, angenehme Betriebsatmosphäre. In einem Team freundlicher Kolleginnen macht die Arbeit doppelt Spaß. Auch das Finanzielle ist zufriedenstellend geregelt. Wir erweitern den Kreis unserer Mitarbeiter und bitten Sie, sich von dieser zeitgemäßen Großraumatmosphäre zu überzeugen.
Heute ist mein letzter Arbeitstag in diesem Loch, das sage ich euch. Keinen Tag bleibe ich länger. Das lasse ich mir doch nicht zumuten. Da müsste mal einer was tun. Ich kündige noch heute, die können mich mal. Wir sind doch nicht der letzte Dreck.
Thank you. Fließband-Baby war nur zur Volksschule gegangen. Ihr Vater hatte gesagt, dass sie sowieso mal heiratet und dass Arbeiterkinder dümmer sind. Fließband-Baby war damals noch zu jung, um zu kapieren, dass ihr Vater zu wenig Geld hatte, um das zu beurteilen. Nach der Volksschule ging sie in die Schneiderlehre, weil Handwerk goldenen Boden hat. Sie nähte 3 Jahre lang Säume und fegte die Werkstatt aus. In der Berufsschule lernte sie, was es für Textilfasern gibt und die Scheiße mit dem Bundespräsidenten und dass Arbeit Lebensfreude schafft. Nach der Lehre ging sie in die Fabrik. Da macht es auch keinen Spaß, aber sie kriegt mehr Geld für die Verblödung.
Was the fantastic Fleur de Cologne, and I need to correct myself actually. That was a tune called The Fleißband Baby, Mach mal Traum ich. Corker from 1970, obvious Electric Mothers of Invention, noodlings going on there as well. Right, the next tune is also from 1970, the sort of the fantastic guru sounding very much like a bull called Hendrix being let off in a china shop.
Thank you.
That was the fantastic Guru Guru from the equally fantastic UFO, the name of the album.
That was the first album, I believe.
Yeah, the first album from 1970, absolutely fantastic. That tune was called Stone In. Some really nice sleeve notes as well. Soon the UFOs will land and mankind will meet much stronger brains and habits. Let's get ready for that. which leads us quite nicely on to the absolutely stunning Tangerine Dream, and this is Ultima Thule. We'll be right back. was the fantastic Tangerine Dream single, Ultima 4. We played parts 1 and 2 there for you. Mickey just pointed out an interesting little thing that Clay Schultz was playing the drums on that. So there you go, the multi-talented Mr. Schultz, which we will be playing next from his fantastic 1971 debut, Irrlicht, which is on the sort of the great OHR label.
It's Ron Friedrich Kaiser's label.
That's the one. Sorry, we are a bit nervous. This is only our second show, but I think we're slowly getting into the swing of things now, and we'll just let the music do the talking. Here comes Mr. Klaus Schultz, and it's the first tune off Irrlicht. Take it away.
Thank you.
That was a little taster from the great album Irrlicht from Klaus Schulze, and that was a track called Satz Ebner. The actual tune is about half an hour long, so you can imagine we might have to dedicate, say, like a 6-hour slot to some of these classics. So that's why we're doing little snippets for you, little tasters. Mickey and I both thought it was really important to sort of mention people like Ligeti and Stockhausen at this point, and also the advent of the synthesizer. I mean, this is an extremely important thing in relation to German musicians being able to create a totally and completely new music that was untouched and untainted by British and American contemporaries. So, we just thought we'd give you a little bit of an overview on how the krautrock was developing. Obviously, Tangerine Dream developed into something completely different. It's like they're like a cell that's constantly expanding and contracting, and their sound is completely different now as it was, say, like 30-odd years ago. Which brings us nicely into another legend, Mr. Manuel Gottsching, and the beautiful but sublime Sun Rain.